Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This live teaching series on the unchanging love of God is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Well, in a sense, this is what religion has done. Why aren't you praying? You shouldn't be watching the Super Bowl. You should be praying. You should be studying the Word. How dare you do this? And they just condemn you, and they're saying that this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, now you're guilt-ridden about, I should be praying more. I should be doing this. And you don't understand why you don't like doing it. It's because you've been condemned and beat over it. Even if you didn't like chocolate, which I doubt that you could be alive and not like chocolate. But let's say that you didn't like chocolate. But if I came up and said, you sorry thing, you shouldn't like chocolate. How dare you like chocolate? And if I went to criticizing it and saying, you sorry thing, you'll never make it if you eat chocolate. If you start preaching, thou shalt not, there's something on the inside of you that just rises up and says, bless God, I shall. I'll do it just to show them. You know, I learned this in Texas growing up, that if you wanted somebody to do something, just say, you can't do it. You're a sissy. I dare you. I double dog dare you to do it. And you know what? People that don't even want to do it will do it because you said they can't do it. You understood that as a little tiny kid. This is what religion is. You can't do this. You can't do that. And they're saying that God is upset and God's angry at you. And your old flesh rises up and says, bless God, I will do it. This is what religion has been doing. And it's been representing God as this one who's criticizing you. God, Jesus, loved people differently than what religion is portraying Him as. His love is not conditional and based on your performance. Does that mean that your performance doesn't count? No, your performance counts because it either is allowing God freedom to move in your life or it's opening up a door to the devil. And so it is important how you live, and I'm not saying that you don't do what's right, but I am saying that God's love for you isn't dependent upon your actions. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for you when you had your act together, after you had already cleaned yourself up. He died for you while you were yet a sinner. And that is not being represented the way that it should. Sometimes people will say, sure, when it comes to getting born again, you have to come before Him as a sinner and sing just as I am. But then as soon as you get saved, you better straighten up and start coming to church and do this, this, and this. And that's not what the Scripture teaches. Again, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. How did you receive Jesus as your Savior? You received it just by receiving it. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You sang just as I am without one plea. But now that you're a Christian, you're told that if you don't come to church, if you don't pay your tithes, if you don't study the Word, if you don't treat people right, if you get angry with your wife, if this happens, if that happens, if you've got any problem in your life, God won't bless you, and you are taught a conditional love. That's not the way that you receive Jesus as your Lord. It wasn't conditional. Jesus died for you. It wasn't He will die for you if you will straighten up and confess things right and ask Him to save you, then He will come and save you. No, He already died for you 2,000 years ago. It's done. God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Now, will you receive it or are you going to reject it? That's the way that salvation was presented. And because of that, it was easy to receive because it was already done. You didn't have to earn it. It's just like somebody comes and puts it on a plate in front of you and says, do you want this? And it's just a matter of either believe and receive or doubt and do without. But then when it comes to receiving healing or something else, we're told that it isn't done yet. And it depends on whether you trust God and whether you do this and whether you go to church and if you pay your tithes and if you have to do this and this and this and if you will do all of these things, then God will move in your life. That is not accurate. That is a misrepresentation of God. He did not love you that way. There needs to be a change in our understanding of how He loved us. And then, and only then, when we receive this unconditional love of God will you turn around and give it to other people? The church is basically preaching and telling people to act in a godly way without ever having received this love of God that enables us to do it. And there needs to be a transformation. So I'm going to be talking about that all week. Let's look at this next verse. It says in verse 35, "But by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Notice he says that they will know that we are his disciples, not his converts. Huge difference here. I hadn't got time to teach on this. I've got an entire series. I've taught for 4 or 5 days on this one thing. But today we are making converts. We're telling people, receive Jesus as your Savior so that you won't go to hell, and people will confess Jesus as their Lord and say they're converted to Christianity, but they aren't disciples. The word disciple means a follower, a learner. And Jesus never told us to go make converts. He told us to make disciples. And this is one of the reasons that the church is in the mess that it's in, because we changed the message from making disciples to making converts. We hold these big mass evangelism things and tell people to come down and receive Jesus as their Savior, and then we just send them out. That's not what the Bible told us to do. That is, evangelism, the way it is done in the church today, is against what God told us to do. He told us to go and make disciples, not to make converts. You know, this good friend of mine, Don Crow, he was with us until just a couple of years ago, but we've been together for a long, long time. He was best man in my wedding. I was best man in his wedding. And Don Crow and I made this program we call Discipleship Evangelism. And when we started putting it into practice, Don, he used to do a lot of street evangelism, just go up and talk to people and pray with them on the street. And he was very convicted about what happens to these people after I pray with them. And we sat down and discussed that, you know, this isn't what God told us to do. He told us to make disciples. And so anyway, we made these materials, and Don started going and knocking on doors, and instead of making it about getting saved, he made it about being a disciple. And he would just knock on the door and ask people, he says, "Is there anything that you need in your life that I could help you with? Do you need food?" And if the people needed food, he would give them food. And then he would sit down and start teaching them what the Word of God had to say about how to prosper and how to trust God for your needs. And these are lost people. He didn't talk to them about getting saved. He talked to them about getting their needs met. And people were open to that. And they said, "Man, you mean the Bible says something about my prosperity?" And Don would say, "Yeah." And so he'd sit down and start teaching them. And as you teach a person about prosperity, this makes no sense to your natural mind. It doesn't make sense to, if you need something, to take a portion of what you have and give it away. That's counterintuitive. That's illogical. It takes faith. And as you start teaching a person what the Bible says about prosperity, you will have to come to a place where people will say, "How do I do that? That doesn't make sense." And then you have to say, "It doesn't make sense unless there is a God who said, when you give, it will be given unto you." So really, it just comes down to faith. Do you really trust in God? And he would talk to them about the Lord, and they would get born again. But that wasn't the goal. The goal was making a disciple, but you can't make a disciple without a person being born again and having a personal relationship with the Lord. So he would just start taking them through wherever they were. If they were sick, I remember this one guy named Steve that Don went to minister to. And Don knocked on his door and says, "Is there anything that you need that I could pray with you about and help you to receive from God?" And then Steve says, "Well, I'm out of work because I've got back problems. My back's hurting." And Don says, "I can teach you what the Word of God says and show to you about how to be healed." And so he says, "Come on in." It turned out he and his girlfriend, they were shacking up together, they were doing dope. They were on heroin. And so Don sat down and started teaching these two dope addicts that were on heroin. They were high on heroin. And he started teaching them the Word about how God can produce healing. And they liked it. They said, "Man, this is great. Would you come back and teach us next time?" So he went for 2 or 3 weeks and he started teaching them how to get healed. People that were shacking up together, that were doing dope, And Don just started loving them and teaching them what the Word said. And as he did that, I guarantee you it comes to a place. How can I believe this? Specifically, he got off on the parable of the prodigal son. And he was reading the story about the prodigal son, and he was making points about how God deals with us. And he had this Steve read the scriptures, and he stopped him when the prodigal son finally came to himself and started back home. And he just asked him, he says, "So Steve, what do you think that father is going to do?" And he said, "Oh, I know what he's going to do. He's going to tell him, you can't have any of this inheritance. He'll kick him out." He just started transposing into this story what he had experienced. And he started talking about how mean God was and the father, and how he knew that this father would reject him. And Don says, "Well, read on." And Steve started reading about how the father ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and put a ring on his finger and killed the fatted calf and said, "Our son was dead and he's alive." And when Steve read it, he fell on his knees in the living room and cried out to God, "God, would you accept me?" And instantly he came off heroin. Instantly he got saved and born again. He and his wife received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said I wasn't going to preach on this. I came real close to doing it. But it says, "By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another." God never called anybody to be a convert. He is out to make disciples. He wants to take people and make you to where you are just like Him, where you can walk in His victory and joy and power. And one of the mistakes that we've made is, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And if all you preach is faith for getting saved, then that's all people will have faith for. The church hasn't preached being like Jesus and living in victory and walking in health and prosperity and joy and peace and marriage harmony. We've been preaching, get saved so you won't go to hell. And once a person accomplishes that, that's all they got faith for, because that's all that's been preached.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the unconditional love of God. This 5-part teaching series titled, "As I Have Loved You," is available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1077 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RG23 titled "A New Commandment" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, you've been listening to this radio and I know it's touched you. People's lives are being changed. And I'd like to ask you to just sow some seed and help us to reach out and touch more people. We are on radio stations all over the United States, of course, television and other things, and it just costs a lot of money to deliver the gospel to people. So I'd ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. A grace partner is a person who gives on a monthly basis but doesn't receive material back. You're just giving to help us reach out. So pray about it. If the Lord leads you, then please become a grace partner with us today.